2 years ago, Hillsborough County citizens successfully stopped an effort by developers and some commissioners to eliminate the county's Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC. But a new statewide effort to eliminate all of Florida's local regulatory agencies in an effort to streamline permitting for developers is supported by two state representatives from Hillsborough. Republicans Faye Culp, who represents South Tampa and parts of Western Hillsborough, and Rich Glorioso, whose district includes parts of Eastern Hillsborough and southeastern Pasco County, are both on the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Policy Committee. They support efforts to eliminate some roles of local agencies they say duplicate regulatory efforts of state and regional entities. Representative Glorioso says cutting out that layer of local regulation could help developers get permits more quickly.
I expect a bill this session that will be doing a lot of that in a lot of different areas. You got to understand bureaucracy. Every bureaucrat's main job is to protect his job. They never look, many never look at how you streamline the process. They never look at their area from the customer's point of view. Remember, time is money for that person that goes in there and asks for that permit. That's putting people to work. Every day longer they take is one more day that somebody's not working.
But Mariella Smith, an environmental activist in Hillsborough County, says that people don't want to lose even more local control over development.
It just shows that these representatives are mind-bogglingly out of touch with their constituents. I just can't imagine a politician like Faye Culp, who's been in the business for a long time, being so far out of touch with what her constituents want that she could say she wishes she could wave a magic wand and get rid of EPC when this county's citizens have proved over the last couple of years that they will not stand for any weakening of our local Environmental Protection Commission.
The executive director of Hillsborough's EPC, Rick Garrity, says that the bill is likely to streamline regulations, including those for wetlands.
We're just afraid a bill that comes out like that could be harmful to local government, to county environmental programs.
Garrity says the EPC responds to over 2,000 citizen complaints every year, and 97 or 98% of them are answered within a week. He says this is one reason why local control over regulation is important.
That's where you get service to the citizens, is at the local level. We're familiar with the environmental issues in the community, and we have staff to address those issues. And it's important to be able to have local county programs tailored to what the needs of that community and the natural resources in that area are. And we have stricter wetlands regulations here in Hillsborough County than the state does. That's what our board has approved, and that is how we've been able to protect the natural resources of this area.
Unlike state or regional regulatory agencies, Garrity says counties like Hillsborough are able to protect wetlands less than half an acre in area.
That is one of the important things in this area. We have over half of the state's nesting population of roseate spoonbills. Also, 50% of the state's nesting population of white ibis are in this area. And those birds all use freshwater wetlands to forage in, and habitat protection, aquifer recharge, flood water protections are all important functions of wetlands, both small wetlands and large wetlands.
The streamlining proposal is supported by the Association of Florida Community Developers, whose lobbyists did not return WMNF's call by airtime. Despite the advantages to having local control over regulations, Representative Glorioso prefers statewide rules.
I think we need to have standard rules statewide. You can't have a developer work in one county with one set of rules who then works in another county with another set of rules. You can't have 67 different sets of rules. Years ago, we had 67 different sets of building codes. Every county had their own building code. Every time a developer went from one area to another to build, the building codes were different. We now have one standardized building code for the state of Florida. There's one standard they must meet. We need to do the same thing with wetlands or anything else that we're doing. Give one solid standard. Do we have to increase the state standards to make them more restrictive? I don't know. That may be the issue.
Strict environmental standards help to protect wetlands, which save taxpayers money, according to environmental activist Mariella Smith.
It's very expensive for taxpayers to clean up pollution rather than allow wetlands to naturally protect our water bodies for free. So we expect our lawmakers to protect our wetlands in order to protect our pocketbooks, besides protecting the wildlife that depends on these resources.
Smith says she's surprised politicians have not learned a lesson because, quote, citizens have clearly said we're not going to stand for this.
We picketed, we demonstrated, we filled County Center with hundreds of people. We sent hundreds and thousands of letters to our representatives in 2007 when they tried this, led by the same people who are doing it again, incidentally. And we managed to throw Brian Blair out of office largely because of his handling of this issue and his leading the county to try to weaken Environmental Protection Commission and our wetland protections. And here these politicians are trying to do it from the state level.
Blair lost his reelection bid last November to current Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner, one of the people who stood up against Blair and the others who wanted to eliminate the EPC's wetlands division.
I absolutely oppose such measures. You know, the local level, we provide a much stricter standard as far as approving development goes and, you know, and protecting our environment. And I certainly favor streamlining some processes, but not getting rid of our divisions or creating any other type of measures that would, in essence, endanger our environment.
WMNF asked Representative Glorioso if he was concerned that, like former Commissioner Brian Blair, his opposition to local environmental regulations could bring repercussions during the next election.
Actually not. Everybody that's talked to me since then says you're right. You can't have multiple agencies looking at the same thing. Now, we're not talking about reducing the restrictions. You know, I haven't talked about anything about what the restrictions are. I'm talking about agencies that review the process.
Representative Faye Culp did not return a call by airtime. You can find links to more information about the EPC and about the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Policy Committee on our website, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.